for traders who crave risk. Direction's daily leveraged and inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage. Utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
Home country bias refers to investors' tendency to favor companies from their own country over those from other countries or regions. The inclination to invest in our own backyard is not that unusual, and it's most certainly not a trait that's exclusive to U.S. investors. What's the remedy? International stocks. And that's what we have on the menu for today's ETF battles. It's a triple header coming up right after this. Stay with us. You're watching ETF Battles, an original series from ETF Guide TV, and we're glad you're here. And if you need help analyzing a specific ETF or you're not sure how it stacks up versus the competition, send me your ETF tickers in the comments section below. We could do double, triple, and quadruple headers. You can also send that request on our X feed at ETF Guide. Make sure that it's good. And also be sure to give us your exact ticker symbols. Be sure to visit the description section below. We've got links to viewer resources. We've also got links to our program judges, as well as our program sponsor Direction. So don't miss it. We've got lots of good stuff down there. Today's triple header is an ETF contest that was requested by KEP19901. Thank you, KEP, for the outstanding ETF battle suggestion. Now, this is a duel between international equity funds from BlackRock, Vanguard, and Advantis. Now, keep in mind that the Advantis ETF, that's ADVE, is an actively managed ETF, while the other two are index-linked. So that's a big difference, which our judges will get into. The question is, who wins this ETF battle? Well, helping us to sort through the clutter is a duo extraordinaire. We've got John Davey with Astoria Portfolio Advisors and Ethan Farisegas with Bloomberg. Judges, great to see you again.
Good to be here.
Hey, nice to see you guys.
So our four battle categories are cost, exposure, strategy, performance, and mystery. We're going to blaze through these four categories. And then at the end of the show, we will declare an overall winner. Keep in mind, our judges can nominate wildcard ETFs if they feel there's better choices elsewhere. None of the battle outcomes are ever known in advance or predetermined by myself or our judges. So let's kick things off with the first category, cost. John, please get us started.
Sure. So VEA is 5 basis points, IEFA is 7, and AVDE is 23. So Vanguard typically wins in the low cost, passive camp. So VEA is the winner, just a few basis points cheaper than the iShares products. Really you should think about your exposures, which is the next category. VEA has Canada, EFA doesn't. So Canada makes up a little bit of return difference. As always, look at trade-in, bid offer, liquidity, because that's your total cost of ownership. But for now, I would say, VEA wins just pure on management fee.
Ethan, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to cost?
Yeah, that was great. And I agree. It's whenever there's Vanguard in the lineup, it's hard to head-to-head, have a lower headline expense ratio. But also just on average, the Vanguard ones don't trade that much, right? But these are still all massive funds. It's like $130 billion in the Vanguard one. Even the Advantis one is over $4 billion. So these are all really big funds. They'll trade fine. IEFA definitely will trade more than the other ones. But when you're talking about it, it's really close. But just by a couple of basis points, I'd give this one also the Vanguard fund, VEA.
That takes us next to exposure strategy. So, Ethan, you're still up. Analyze these three ETFs versus each other. How do they look?
And this is where it gets really interesting, right? Because you have to really know the index provider, right? And especially when you look at other countries. So let's start with the first two index ones, which is Vanguard that uses a FTSE index. BlackRock one uses MSCI. So the main differences there are going to be, you're going to have Korea and Canada in the Vanguard fund. You're not going to have those in the iShares fund. Just has to do with how they categorize it, whether it's North America, Korea, they don't consider developed, et cetera. It is a meaningful weight. If you add the Canada and the South Korea, it comes up to a 15% weight in the portfolio. So it's a meaningful difference. The Vanguard one has a lot more holdings. There's 4,000, so it's a little bit more diversified, about 2,000 for AIFA, 3,000 for the Advantis one. Now, in the Advantis actively managed one, you're going to have Canada. They're not holding Korea right now, but that can change. It's not, you know, tied to an index. Also, a lot with international, you're going to have a lot of banks. So just expect, you know, a lot of these, even though the developed countries, you're going to have a lot of that. Advantis, just because of their nature and sort of they're a little bit more factor-based investing, they have a little bit more small cap exposure in their portfolio than the other two. It is really close. In this, I like the Advantis one. I like the fact, especially in something like international, I like that they're able to be active. They're not necessarily married to the helm of one index provider and an upgrade or a downgrade in a country. So it's really close, but I would give this edge to the Advantis one just because of their ability to be a little bit more nimble.
Okay, I got you down for AVDE. Thank you very much, Ethan. You're up next. John, how do you see it when it comes to exposure strategy?
You know, I'm partial to active because at the end of the day, we're active managers too. I'm partial to factor-based investing because we're factor-based investors. I mean, if I were to use a tool like this, I would use AVDE just because I think, like, general rule of thumb in active, you want to be active in small caps, micro caps, international, fixed income, where, you know, there's less efficiencies. So to me, when I start thinking about like non-US markets, Canada, Korea, developed markets, you know, it just seems like you want to be pick and choose your countries. And I like what they're doing. They're picking, you know, cheaper stocks that have higher quality, you know, profitability factor. So I give my edge to ABD because just they're doing what I would personally do if I were building an international stock portfolio. Mixing factors, picking cheap stocks, doing an overlay with quality factors. So AVD is a winner.
That takes us next to performance. And John, you're still up. So break it down for us. Which of these three ETFs stands out?
Okay. So the Advantis one was launched in 2019. Obviously, when you talk about like EFA, Vanguard, FTSE products, you know, you're going to have a lot more history. So VEA goes back to 2007, and then IFA goes back to 2012. So, you know, it's kind of a long time ago. Advantis, you know, kind of relatively new firm, but just in the instance that Advantis has been around, so year to date, 1 year, 3 year, you know, they both beat. And I understand that 3 years is not like a ton of time, but I think picking and choosing higher quality stocks in general, like over long periods of time, has shown that there's an outperformance potential. And you see it in the last, you know, 1 year, 3 year, year to date for Advantis. You know, if you go back, you know, to just now the other two vehicles, I would say VEA wins on a 5 year basis versus EFA. And then on a 10 year basis, you know, EFA, you know, wins. So it, and that has to do with Tom was saying, you know, the Canada, the Korea issue. You know, I think it's a mixed bag. I mean, AVDE is my winner overall. I'm kind of hinting towards that. I like what it does. It only has a 3-year track record. If you go just on the 5-year and the 10-year, it's a split. So I would say it's kind of overall a split winner, depending on how you cut up the time period you're looking at for performance.
Great analysis. Thank you, John. Ethan, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to performance?
This is a really interesting. So if we start with the two indexed ones, Vanguard and AIFA, even though they there's such a difference in the country weights, over the 10-year period, there's only a 1% difference in performance, right? Which is like makes me wonder, like, is it does the country selection really sort of matter, right? Because they're sort of getting you in the same exact place. Vanguard one's a little bit cheaper. They're almost exactly the same. But to John's point, it's got a shorter track record, but AVDE is really starting to shine above these other names in the last like couple months, even like year or so. So it makes me think that sort of security selection is more important here, and it seems to be working. So I like that they are able to do that. I think if you just want cheap exposure, go with VEA. But I think in this case, in international, and the fact that they have this value tilt, I think it's a big advantage for them and being able to outperform in such a short short time period. So the performance for the other two is very close, but AVD is really shining in a very short period, and that really sticks out. So I'm going to also pick the actively managed Avantis product, AVD.
Excellent. Well, that takes us next to our mystery battle category. This is where our judges can give a single factor or maybe multiple factors that they think are pertinent and crucial to today's contest. So, Ethan, what is your mystery battle category and which of these three ETFs wins it?
So I want to look at sort of factor loadings, right? Like value and momentum. And what's interesting, like international is much cheaper than, say, like U.S. stocks, right? That's sort of been a story for a long time. But of these three, the Avantis product is even cheaper. It has more even a value tilt than the other two. And, you know, I know we've heard this story forever, that international will come back. But at some point, it gets so cheap that it has to work. And I like that AVDE is going for the cheapest of the cheap, right? And I think that's a big advantage. So it does have more of a value tilt, has a lower PE than the other two funds. So I really like that. I like that it's really looking for value within already a cheap area. So on sort of factor loading, that value tilt, I think, will push me to pick AVDE over the other two.
John, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to your mystery battle category? What is it, and which of these three ETFs wins it?
I thought about dividend yield, and the dividend yield for VEA is 3.3%, a little bit higher than IEFA, which is 300 basis points, and then the Avantis, which is 2.8. And I just think that, you know, we should think about things in terms of total return. And, you know, it's a nice, you know, right now, Europe, Japan, you know, you've got higher, I would say, you know, dividend yields compared to the U.S. almost double. So that's kind of interesting. Share buybacks, kind of total yield, total return. You know, I think that's important. So that's my category winner is VEA for dividend yield.
Wow. That was a surprise mystery battle category choice. Thank you very much for blindsiding us, John. Now we go to the part of the program where our judges can give us their overall battle winner. And both of our judges have made some excellent points up until now, and they've been convincing arguments. So, John, which of these three ETFs is your overall winner?
You know, I'm partial to AVDE. It's doing what we do, which is active management. It's blended factors. It's factor-based. That's what we are at Astore Advisors. It has better returns on a one-year, three-year, you know, basis. You know, I think at the end of the day, like, when you're looking at, like, total non-U.S. markets, I think you better be pick and choose. You better be picky and choose which markets you want, whatever your view is. You know, we just think at the end of the day, buying cheap stocks that have high-quality characteristics wins in the end, and that's what AVD is attempting to do.
Ethan, your final chance to weigh in with your overall winner.
Yeah, I'm no surprise here. I like AVDE as well. I know it's more, let's say 3 times more expensive, but it's only 23 basis points. I think you're getting a lot for 23 basis points. And again, this fund's only been around just over 3 years. It's already got $4 billion. Like, that's really impressive in international. So I think it's a pretty special fund. The performance, I think, speaks for itself. And I think moving forward, I would want to be active in international. I think it's showing that security selection is more important than just sort of country allocations. And so my overall winner would be the Avantis product, AVDE.
Well, thank you, judges, for your outstanding analysis. And according to our battle scorecard, today's winner is AVDE from Avantis. And our judges made some awesome points, agreeing that, listen, even though AVDE charges a higher expense ratio than both of these other index-linked ETFs, it still has been justified if you take a look at the performance, recent performance, 1 and 3 years. It's done quite well. And even though it doesn't have just yet that longer-term performance, it has still shined in the short time that it has existed. And so AVDE was their choice. They also mentioned that they like that value tilt. And both also emphasized that, hey, that active approach has certainly helped. And one final point that I'd like to make is for 23 basis points for an actively managed ETF with a value tilt, I think that's still, if you compare this to what mutual funds and other products are charging, it's still a very good deal for the investor. So great job to both of our judges for weighing in with their excellent, excellent points. We couldn't have done it without you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Be sure to check out the description section below. We've got links to both of our judges. And also check out the link to our program sponsor, Direction. Get in touch. Which ETF battle would you like to see on the next episode? Send me your ticker symbols in the comment section below or on our X feed at ETF Guide. I'm Ron Alleggi. Thanks for watching ETF Battles. We'll see you on the next episode.
For traders who crave risk, Direction's daily leveraged and inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage, utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade, and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foresight Fund Services, LLC.